Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for another day of abiding in the vine, abiding in your perfect love, in your leading, in your power. And thank you. Thank you for this word that just reminds us again of the uniqueness of the Jews, how you were taken from the idol worshippers and from a world that had been fallen. You took Abram, and from Abram you made these 12 tribes and you brought about the Jews. And thank you, Lord, that you worked beautifully with them, letting your word, your promises, your law come through them, pointing to the Messiah. But yes, sadly, Lord, we know many of them rejected the stone, the builders that were here to reveal you, reveal your great love, reveal your great plan. The builders rejected. It's now the cornerstone. But thank you, Lord, we appreciate the hidden truth, the great and precious promises, the prophets. And we appreciate it, Lord, and we thank you that you, the God that was behind it. And even though many would have turned away, I know, like your word said, you'd love to gather them like a hen would gather their chickens, but they wouldn't. And now they're in a desolate condition. But thank you, Lord. Thank you for the promises, the answers, the law and the prophets that bore witness to this new and this better covenant now that we can have righteousness by faith this day and every day. And thank you that our lives can shine and we cannot fall into the trap of thinking it's just for us and we're unique and that you don't love everyone else. Thank you, Lord, that one died for all, for you so loved the world in everything in it that you sent your Son, that those who believe in him will not perish but have the God quality of life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're reading Romans 3 from verse 1 to 4. So then, what is the importance of circumcision? And what's the advantage is there of being a Jew? Actually, there are numerous advantages. Most important, God distinguished the Jews from all other people by entrusting them with the revelation of his prophetic promises. But what if some were unfaithful to their divine calling? Does their unbelief weaken God's faithfulness? Absolutely not. God will always be proven faithful and true to his word, while people are proven to be liars. This will fulfill what was written in the scriptures. Your words will always be vindicated and you will rise victorious when you are being tried by your critics.
Hallelujah. As we prayed, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And the important thing in that Psalm 118, it says, and it is marvelous in our eyes. When we heard about Jesus and we took notice of that, and it became marvelous in our eyes, and he became our Lord. And why did he become our Lord? Because we know he was raised from the dead. So that is saying he's got the keys of hell and death. He is Lord, so he's master. So just maybe with just the basic understanding that Jesus came for all, and it's because God so loved us, we embraced, we believed in our heart and confessed with our mouth. But from that moment on, we go on. And as it says also in Psalm 118, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we've come to understand that at an acceptable time, God, who made all mankind and raised up the Jews, pointing to a time, and that time has come, that the Son of God has come, and it has given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. So that's so important, that today is the day of salvation, and this day is where we come out of our works and we enter into the works of God that he predestined for us in Christ to be holy and blameless. And That's a wonderful thing. The Jews pointed to Jesus, and now Jesus has come, and we take hold of it, and we push into him. Amen? He's the vine, we are the branches. And as we stay in tune, as we abide in him, and his word abides in us, he leads us from the inside. We desire, we ask, and it is given to us, and we bear much fruit. We represent what the Jews, or so many of them, turned away from, representing God. We represent God now. And like Paul says, to make them jealous. So as we just stay in tune, amen, God says we bear much fruit. So there is much coming as we just make this our lifestyle, make this our joy. This is our joy. This is our lifestyle. This is the perfect love. This, because this is a perfect covenant. So stay abiding, stay delighting, stay in the first love, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.